én kopridem, jaz nazaj. Ne pa te samostani, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema, pa tam vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam, zagledam Madonna eno šlo.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črn pa to ne. Prav tista prava volk. Krasno.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.
Likvidna prihodnost. Pozdravljeni. V tokratnem Zeitgeistu se bomo lotili duha nekega prihodnjega časa, ki se skozi ozko razprtje v političnem prostoru počasi širi vobče. Gre za način demokracije, ki gradi na transparentnosti in ki naj bi reševal problematiko elitizma reprezentativne demokracije na eni in problematiko manjšinskega pritiska neposredne demokracije na drugi strani. Gre za tako imenovano likvidno demokracijo, proces odločanja, ki naj bi kombiniral najboljše obeh svetov na bazi neokrnjene transparentnosti. Sistem likvidne demokracije temelji na možnosti delegacije svojega glasu, kar pomeni, da lahko glas, ki volivcu pripada, le ta delegira nekomu drugemu, da upravlja z njim. Vendar ta delegat glasu ne dobi za določeno časovno obdobje, kot ga denimo dobijo poslanci državnega zbora v reprezentativni demokraciji, ki se jih v Sloveniji izbira enkrat na 4 leta, ampak lahko volilec svoj glas delegirancu vzame, kadarkoli se mu zdi, da ne zastopa več njegovega interesa. Prav tako lahko volilec svoj glas delegira različnim ljudem za različna področja odločanja ali pa ga uporabi sam, če se čuti kompetentnega za odločanje v nekem določenem primeru. Tako je likvidna demokracija v svojem bistvu neposredna demokracija s fluidno možnostjo izbiranja in menjave predstavnikom. Od tod tudi ime, likvidna demokracija. To vrsto demokratičnega odločanja je v svoje delovanje implementirala nemška piratska stranka in izkazala se kot izjemno uspešna in popularna. Tako z njeno implementacijo v notranje strukture nameravajo začeti tudi v nekaterih drugih nemških strankah, širi pa se tudi na izvenstrankarske procese odločanja. Za današnji Zeitgeist smo se pogovarjali s človekom, ki je kaj hitro postal paradigma tega, kar naj bi likvidna demokracija omogočala. Martin Hase je profesor lingvistike na Univerzi v Bambergu. Politično je aktiven že nekaj časa, vendar v piratski stranki ne zaseda nobene pozicije razen članstva, vseeno pa mu je uspelo, da se v stranki odloča za več kot 150 drugih članov. Zaupanje in spoštovanje kolegov si je pridobil zgolj z aktivnim komentiranjem o aktualnih temah in sodelovanjem na informacijskih mrežah. Poslušajmo najprej, kako sam razlaga, kaj je likvidna demokracija in kako mu je uspelo dobiti toliko zaupanja svojih kolegov.
Yeah, well, liquid democracy is a compromise between direct democracy and representative democracy, because well, it has elements of direct democracy, so every participant can vote, but at the same time participants can delegate their vote, so they don't have to vote themselves, and that is the representative part of it. So one everybody can vote by delegation, so can transfer their vote to somebody who votes for them. So that's the delegation principle, which is very important, and that's the representative part. And but still, if you delegate your vote, you can always have it back. You can always vote yourself. So that is why it is called liquid. So liquid means that delegations can always change. And of course, when I delegate my vote, and I already have some delegations, I delegate these delegations too. So there are changed delegations, which change constantly because people vote themselves or vote for delegations. So this is like water, like flowing water, and that's why it's called liquid.
You are somewhat of a phenomenon. I've read article about you in Spiegel, and you don't even hold an official post in Pirate Party, but you have, I think, around 160 delegated votes. How did you earn so much respect and trust of other people in Pirate Party?
Yeah, by doing things that other people approve. I think that's the main way. It's sort of a meritocracy where people get influence that merit this influence. So it's a bit like Wikipedia, where some authors get more powerful or can become administrators because they are respected by other people. So I think this is the main point. Of course, people know me through other channels, because that's another point with the liquid democracy system used in the Pirate Party. It's linked with, let's say discussions take place on other channels. And I have a regular podcast on issues of the Pirate Party, which has very many listeners. So people get an impression of what I'm thinking and what my positions are, and that's why they trust me, because they think they know who I am. Well, I think that they do know, because I make it public, I make my opinions public. I think this is an important feature, that trust is generated even outside the system, and I think my podcast activity plays a crucial role in that. But then, of course, it depends on my decisions within the system, because it already happened when I decided in some way that some people didn't approve. I lost some delegations, of course.
So then the debate in the legislature process is what is then really important in this?
Yes, this is really important. So if you say it's a compromise between representative democracy and direct democracy, it's not the whole thing, because there's also this concept of deliberative democracy, so of a democracy based on constant discussions, and that's another aspect of liquid feedback. So liquid feedback is the name of the liquid democracy tool used in the Pirate Party. And discussion plays a very important role. There are different channels where this discussion takes place. There's the possibility of some sort of phone conferences with a system called Mumble. Then there's communication on mailing lists, of course, and on bulletin boards. And there's communication on Twitter, too. For example, today, I had a very lengthy discussion on health issues in liquid feedback. So there are some health proposals on the health system. And that was discussed with a group of people on Twitter. And I think this is an important aspect. People discuss a lot of that, that feedback generates more discussion than other tools of participation.
But can overworked people, how much time do they have, in your opinion, for this kind of communication? Because this is very deep, very important communication that requires a lot of knowledge, a lot of time, a lot of energy.
Well,
what is your opinion?
Not really that much time consuming, I think. For example, I logged into the system today and saw that there are very many decisions to be taken within the coming hours. And well, I don't have that much time just now to read all the different proposals. Well, that is because in a month we have a party convention, and of course very many people put forward proposals, and they are about to be decided. But nonetheless, it didn't take me much time because I just checked my delegations, because I delegate my votes myself, and I only took part in the most interesting discussions, and I only voted on those points where I really felt secure and where I really felt that I knew something about it. And I left the other points, and that was most of them actually, to other people. So I delegated that, and I used the aspect of representative democracy. So I didn't have to read all the proposals, so it wasn't that much time consuming. So I spent perhaps an hour today on the system, and not much more. And I don't have to look into the system tomorrow because I did everything I wanted to do today. So it's about 1 hour, 2 hours a week if you organize your delegations right. If you don't organize your delegations, then you have to look into everything yourself. And then it takes much more time.
Could you tell me practically how does the decision-making and voting system works?
Martin Hase je torej močan delegat predvsem zaradi tega, ker skozi javno artikulacijo svojih stališč na spletu dobiva zaupanje svojih kolegov v stranki. Ti ob nepoznavanju določenega področja debate svoj glas delegirajo Haseju, ki se jim na transparenten način kaže kot sposoben in kompetenten za odločanje pri teh vprašanjih. Kako pa poteka proces odločanja in sprejemanja internih zakonov v praksi?
Every member can put forward a proposal, and then this proposal has a certain is in a certain state. It's new. It's called new proposal, and this state. Well, it depends on the kind of proposal for the for a program issue. The state of newness is longer than for a simple opinion poll. So. Within this time of for an opinion poll, it's 5 days. People have to support the issue, and if nobody supports it, or very few people support them, there's a certain limit, so-called quorum. And if this isn't fulfilled, nothing happens. So the proposal is archived, and it. So it's very important to get support within this first period. And when the proposal has enough support, that can happen between minutes or within hours or within days, but the limit is, for this kind of proposal is 5 days. So if it doesn't reach the necessary support within this span, the proposal is archived and nothing happens. But when it is supported, let's say within 3 or 4 hours, then it's in the discussion phase. And that's the phase where people can make amendment proposals, where people can, so that means that they can propose modifications, or can make alternative proposals if they think that nothing can be done about this proposal, that they shouldn't, that modifying it isn't enough. That's the period when discussion takes place. That's why it's called discussion period. And then after the discussion is closed, there is another period for which takes half the time of the discussion period. So let's say the discussion period is 30 days. for program proposals, for example. Then after that, for 15 days, the proposal is frozen, so the initiator cannot change it. But other people can still put forward alternative proposals within this period of time. That is for the situation that the original initiator doesn't change his proposal in spite of certain amendments or modification proposals, so that people who are not satisfied can still put forward alternative proposals. And after that, a decision is taken. And there's a period of time, let's say another 15 days. And in this period of 15 days, people vote. It's the voting period. And within that time, no results are published of the voting. That's very important, because otherwise people can change their opinions or make campaigns and so on within the period. That should not happen. So for this time, one cannot see any results. But after the voting period is over, every result is published, so one can see who delegated to whom and who voted in what way. So everything is then open and transparent, so people can take a look and see if if everything worked right and who voted in favor or was against the proposal.
Likvidna demokracija se trenutno uporablja na notranjem nivoju strank in nevladnih organizacij. Cilj pa je najbrž implementacija te vrste demokracije na državno raven. A je takšen sistem odločanja primeren za više nivoje odločanja ali pa je nagnjen k sistemski korupciji?
No, it's not very prone to corruption, because the relationships between people are always obvious. You always see who delegated to whom and who decided in favor of what. So that makes the whole thing very, very obvious. And if there are certain relations between people, this becomes evident. And then you can change your delegations, for example. If you see that there's one person who always relies on somebody else for some reasons, then you just don't delegate to this person anymore. So this is this is very easy. Of course, the first part of your question was if it is possible to do such a thing on a state level. We have to see whether this works or not. It remains to be seen, but just these days, a region in Germany tries to implement the system on a regional level. So in Frisia, in northwestern Germany, they try to implement the system outside of an organization. One can say the state level. It's not really the state level. It's between the municipalities and the state level, so on a regional level. And that is a very interesting experiment, because that shows how it works outside an organization. Because in the first place, this system, the implementation, so liquid feedback, was built for organizations. It's used in the private Pirate Party. It's used in other similar organizations, and it's not really used on a state level or outside organizations. So certain changes have to be undertaken in order to implement it on such a level. But this can be seen now how it works. it's an interesting experiment.
Yes, let's hope it goes well. The one thing that I think is the most important in the liquid democracy is transparency. Why do you think that transparency is so important in democratic decision making?
Yeah, because that's the only thing that helps against corruption. but in order to have corruption, you have to be intransparent. You have corruption always flourishes in the darkness, so to speak, in darkness. And then now, everything can be seen. It's guaranteed that decisions are more democratic. Of course, there can still be, there's certainly still the possibility of corruption, but if it takes place, it's much more risky. And I think people will avoid corruption because it's too becomes too obvious.
Martin Hase, ki ni profesionalni politik, pač pa profesor lingvistike, je tako vzorčni primer aktivnega človeka, ki ima skozi sistem likvidne demokracije dejansko možnost spreminjanja sveta. Kaže na to, da ima lahko skozi takšen način odločanja vsak posameznik velik vpliv, če le deluje transparentno in artikulirano.
Yes, that's what I believe. And that's why I joined the Pirate Party and why I wanted to have liquid democracy implemented in the Pirate Party in the first place. Because I think that was the possibility to make a change and even to help that the Pirate Party doesn't change into a normal party like other parties that we already have. So that's why I support liquid democracy. and indeed, I used to be politically active even before my time in the Pirate Party, but not in parties, because the problem with parties is that they have established structures that's very difficult to change something by yourself. You have to make a party career first and get into the network in order to try and change things, and that is very cumbersome. Whereas in the Pirate Party, it's directly possible. You join the party, and you can. Well, of course, you have to get active. You have to reach other people through the internet. Of course, you can. You have to do something like the podcast or something like that. There is some networking that you have to do, but. Since there are such tools as liquid feedback, it's easy to put forward your ideas and get them discussed and get them decided and to change things in the end.
What is the reaction of other political parties in Germany on the liquid democracy?
Yeah, well, they are interested. Die Linke tried to implement a similar system for their program discussions. So they started.
It's spreading the liquid democracy or the concept of this kind of democracy in Germany.
It's spreading, yes, it's spreading, yes, yes. You see that there. And the Liberal Party tried to implement a system of a participatory system, but it's not liquid democracy. So they have a system which is somehow similar, but doesn't have this part with the delegation, so the crucial part in it. So that's. You can see that the Pirate Party had a certain influence, but they didn't do the most important thing. You know, the delegation principle is not there. Whereas Die Linke has a system with delegations.
In za konec. Je likvidna demokracija na robu tega, da se razširi izven meja organizacij in postane naslednji demokratični ideal v Evropi ali celo po svetu?
This is obvious. See it within the pirate parties in other countries that use the system already. Well, there are several pirate parties who have implemented it. The Italian Pirate Party, for example, the Brazilian Pirate Party, even outside Europe, other organizations too. Not so much political organizations, but NGOs. for example, there's an NGO in favor of, it's called slow food, so favor of good quality food, and they use it, so it's more on an NGO level and not a party. But I think this shows, that is an international organization, it shows that there is interest in such an approach and that it is adopted even outside Germany.
Morda se torej nahajamo na točki, kjer predstavniški demokraciji, kot jo v zahodnem svetu poznamo danes, bije zadnja ura. Že nekaj časa se namreč pojavlja težnja po spremembi sistema in ta morda ne bo revolucionarna in rigidna, ampak spontana in fluidna, likvidna. Po tekočem duhu časa je plaval Božidar Kolar.
Pridem jaz nazaj, ne pa te samo stan, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna eno šo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črn pa to ne, prav tista prava volk, ne. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiju Študent.